Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dating Talk with matchmaker and dating coach Kiki Strickland. Single ladies, for advice on dating and relationships, join us here every Saturday. And check out KikiStrickland.com for products and services for the single who wants to be married. And now, here's Kiki.
Hello, ladies. It's Kiki Strickland, your married in 2 years or less dating coach, working with singles since 2006. And as you know, 2015 was an awesome year for my married in 2 years or less program. I had two different clients who got married in 2015. 2016 has been just as spectacular. Three of my ladies are engaged. One is getting married in September in New York City. She only has This is July, so she only has a couple of months left being a single woman. I'm so excited for her. Anyway, you should be having these same results. You should be one of my clients, and I am taking on new clients this summer. So go to my website, KikiStrickland.com, check out the page called The Program, and there's actually an audio podcast there where you can find out more details, what I actually do with my clients in the program. It's a one-on-one sessions with me and a host of other things. So go to KikiStrickland.com, The Program, and you will be able to click on the link to listen to find out more to see if the program is a fit for you. Now, I have a couple of events coming up. Mastering Mingling, which is our Flirting 101 class, is happening Friday, July 22nd. So if you have trouble meeting men, if you are a little bit shyer and not as comfortable having a conversation with someone of the opposite sex that you don't know, then this is specifically for you. We teach you how to come out of your comfort zone just a little bit, come out of your shell, and become a master at mingling and meeting new people. So that is Friday, July 22nd. You can register on my website in the web store. Go to food training at KikiStrickland.com. We also have a trip to Greece lined up for Labor Day weekend. It's an 8-day classic Greece trip with 4 different cities in Greece. And as you know, we're doing Paris in 2017, April. Definitely check out my travel page at KikiStrickland.com if you are one who likes to travel. And speaking of ladies who like to travel, those of you who not only like travel but also want to work on your love lives, join me on my Love Attraction Retreat this December. We are going to Grand Turk and Amber Cove, DR, Dominican Republic. That's December 5th through 10th. And it is a cruise. I have just a few spots left for that. So you will have to get your deposit in immediately if you are interested in joining us on our Love Attraction Cruise. And that can be found under Retreats at KikiStrickland.com. All right, so I'm doing a new series. Woohoo! This series is where I am interviewing married women on how they met their husbands. I know many of you single ladies out there want to know how to find your Mr. Right. That's what my job is, helping you find your perfect fit. And in my coaching practice, we figure out where the type of men you want to date are, how to meet them, how to start dating them, get into a relationship, which will lead to engagement and then marriage. I am here to help you every step of the way to navigate the process from dating to engagement to marriage. And this series, I wanted to do this series because I feel like hearing from others how they met their husband, how the relationship might have gone, what happened while they were courting, dating, it should inspire you and it should give you encouragement and the hope that you need that it will happen for you, because it will. You are next. especially if you are being proactive and getting the help that you need, which is what I offer. So today we are having our first show on how she met her husband, and I have the owner of Care Essence Therapeutic Massage, a wonderful massage therapy place in Greenbelt, Maryland. Mrs. Nicole Ruffin is my guest, and she is going to tell us how she met her husband, Lewis. All right, I'm here with Nicole Ruffin. Nicole, my listeners want to know who they are listening to, so tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and what kind of work you do.
Okay. But first, I'd like to say thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. My name is Nicole Ruffin. I am a native Washingtonian. My background is in medicine. I have a chemistry degree, and I work as a cardiovascular technologist in a local hospital here in D.C. for 20 years, and I decided to branch out and start my own massage therapy company, Care Essence Therapeutic Massage. And I started the company because I wanted an opportunity to share information with my clients about their health, something that I couldn't do or I had limitations on as a healthcare provider, and then wanted to teach them to be an advocate for their own health. So we offer primarily medical massage therapy because we work with people who have pain, injury, and illnesses, and we do techniques called like manual lymphatic drainage, breathology, Swedish and deep tissue massage, and hot stone. And we're located in Greenbelt, Maryland.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yes, I was going to ask you, where are you located? Tell us a little bit more about your business. I love that you're an entrepreneur, and I love getting massages. So where are you located exactly, and give us your website.
Okay. We are located in Greenbelt, Maryland on Hanover Parkway. The address is 7211 Hanover Parkway, Suite B as in Danny, and that's Greenbelt, Maryland, 20770. Our website is www.careessencemassage.com. I'll spell it for you. CareEss, that's S is a Sam, S is a Sam, ENCE. Massage, MASSAGE.com. And
great.
Our company is, actually, I've been a massage therapist for 12 years now, and our company is actually celebrating 15-year anniversary this year.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations. I love that. And I have been, and my husband, me and my husband have been to get massages at your practice. Love it, love it. I think I even gave a review on Yelp about how fabulous it was. And I remember that you are near the big shopping center, right, where they have the Old Navy, and it used to be the Jasper's, and Chevy's Mexican restaurant is there, and the Safeway, right? Right around the corner in that industrial park area, right?
Right. It's called Greenway Shopping Center, and it's also there where it used to be the Old Navy. Old Navy is gone now. They replaced it with Party City. Yeah, but we're right around the corner from the Greenway Shopping Center.
Great. Okay. So they know where that is now. They know how to find you. CareEssenceMassage.com. Great. So speaking of when I was getting a massage there and getting to know you, I even met some of my clients there in your office complex. Very nice place, I must say. I remember I ended up buying your wedding veil because you had just gotten married a few months or maybe a year before I got married. So I actually wore your veil at my wedding. Awesome, awesome. So this series is on how married women actually found and met their husbands. So please tell us your story about how you met your husband, Lewis.
Okay. So what I want to share with you before that is I was about 39 years old when I met my husband, and I had been keeping a journal. And I remember just writing in the journal, if you will, a letter to my soulmate. So I was writing a letter to someone that I did not know or had not met. And it was not the typical you know, the latter where you're listing all of the qualities that you want in a man, you know, like he's got to have a car, he's got to have a job. And I mean, those things are definitely great, but that's not this latter. This latter was really, I was not in a good place. I had just had some real talk with both of my parents. I had some real talk with my parents, and, you know, I had to address my father's absenteeism in my life, and my mom had some challenges, and she took the blame for me. She placed some things that weren't going well in her life. She put those blames and projected those blames on me, and it really affected who I was as a person. And for a very long time, I was not ready for a relationship. And so I had just gotten to this mindset where maybe I was open to the idea. I had been single for a very long time, very comfortable in building my business and not wanting to share it with anyone. And so I had just come to the mindset of maybe now it's time to share it with someone. So I wrote my thoughts in my journal. And at some point in the journal writing, I wrote to my soulmate who I was and all of my complications. And all that I would bring to the relationship, both good and bad, that, you know, I'm a little complicated, but I think, you know, if you get to know me, you'll see that I'm okay to love. And, you know, if you have the heart for someone like that, then we would be in a great relationship. You know, that it was just that kind of a conversation and not so much of, okay, all that I need you to bring to me, but just, you know, I'm human, I'm not perfect, but I am a lovable human being. And so I literally was 3 entries. It was 2009, and it was January, February, and March. And believe it or not, April 23rd, 2009 is when I met my husband, Lewis. Now, it wasn't like a love at first sight, and when I met him, I was thinking, oh, he's the one. It wasn't like that. I literally was looking for a change for 20. I was doing chair massages at a hotel, the Hinkley Hilton Hotel in downtown D.C., 19th in Connecticut, and my client gave me a 20. I needed to go get change, and I had to walk down this long corridor, so I just thought, you know, if I run into someone on my way down to the concierge, I'll just ask them, and Lou happens to cross my path, and I asked him if he had change for 20, and we maybe talked for about 5 or 10 minutes, and next thing you know, he asked me out. I was like, sure, why not?
Love it. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
So you were looking for change for 20. He happened to be in the vicinity, so you just asked him if he had change for 20, and did he?
Yes and no. And the reason why I say yes and no, he says that he was so captivated by my smile that he couldn't find his wallet in his pocket or something like that. So it wasn't until I actually walked away, he was like, oh, man, I did that.
It was a sweet story.
Yeah.
I love it, and he asked you out right then and there, and obviously you were open, so you gave him a way to contact you or agree.
I gave him my card. Why not?
Exactly. You were open. Wonderful, wonderful. And how long did you guys date before you decided to get married?
Now, that's a tricky question, too, because my husband, in terms of relationships, be slow as molasses. If it wasn't for me pressing him, we probably still wouldn't be married now. But what I'll say is we dated for 3 years, and he was comfortable. You know, my husband has a disability. He got shot now. This 2000. He got shot in 2001. And so he had already been shot and disabled when I met him. He had six bullets in his body and one to the left side of his brain. So it made him disabled on the right side of his body. Most people mistake him for having a stroke, but it's not a stroke. And, you know, he had gotten comfortable or accepting of what was considered the new normal in his life. So, you know, he can do all the basic things that as normal human beings can do. but he has limitations because he can only use the left side of his body to do them. And so with that, you know, he was just kind of comfortable dating, and we always joke about, you know, like, what would you have done if you hadn't gotten married? And he said he was just saving money to hire some nurses. And so he was just kind of comfortable with the way that his life was going. But, of course, you know, I'm no normal human being, so I brought excitement and joy and things to his life that he probably wasn't considering. And so we actually had to go through some tough times during our dating process because brain injury. He's had multiple seizures. He right after we got married, the bullet that was left in his brain, that started moving, and so he had to have that clinically removed. So, yeah, we dealt with the sickness and the health part of our marriage vows right up front in the marriage. And, you know, I've been by his side the whole time, and, you know, he stood for me and some of the challenges that I've had to deal with in life or whatever. And so, you know, it was just a good fit. So I really felt like by the time we got married in 2012 that I married my best friend. You know, I married someone who I know no matter what has my back, and that's just how we live. Yeah.
Perfect. Oh my goodness! Wow, what a story! Oh my goodness!
It just keeps getting better and
better. Yes. And I know you said you're coming up on your 15th anniversary of your massage therapy practice. And you said that your husband, I wanted to ask if he was an entrepreneur already, but you said that he is helping you with the business, right?
Yeah.
You work together.
Before we met, he said that he had a moving company, and of course, you know, because of his disability, he can't move things anymore, whatever. But he's very prominent in our business. Actually, I was almost likened to calling him the face of the business because he works on the marketing side. You know, of course, you can't do massages or whatever. That'd be wonderful. That'd be perfect. But what he does is he actually goes out and helps me to support, you know, bringing in new business. So we focus on medical massage therapy, like I mentioned before. So we go door to door and talk with the doctors and, you know, let them know that the types of services that we offer, how we can help, you know, letting them know what our target market is. You know, we work with people who have pain, injury, and illnesses. We work with athletes who have sports injuries and things like that. So Lou and I represent the company together, and we will go out and introduce ourselves. And then we also do vendoring events like health fairs and things like that. And so we always, you know, present the front together. And so, yeah, it's been a blessing, you know, because my husband has certain limitations. Some jobs you can't do in full capacity, and then sometimes 40 hours a week can be overwhelming for him. So this job is perfect for him because if he needs to take time off the rest and things like that, he can take the time off. Yeah.
Perfect.
So it's been a blessing. It's really been a blessing. And then I think the other thing that gives us an edge is because how we present as a couple in the office, our clients love it. So it feels like family working with family. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It really is a family business. I love it. And I love how you said you felt like he was your best friend when you married. That is so important. Now, so this show is mainly for single ladies who are looking for their Mr. Right. They're still waiting for the right fit to come around. What would your advice be to those ladies?
The advice that I would give to the ladies is something that I figured out after I got married. And I know that dating is challenging. You know, people come with a whole lot of package, a lot of
baggage.
You know, when you baggage, that's a perfect word for it. When you're meeting someone for the first time, you see the physical, you see the great smile, and they may make you laugh or whatever. But you have to look for something more. And you don't necessarily know what it is that you're looking for. So I would say spend a lot of time spending time with them, getting to know them, not drilling them like it's an interview, but what happens is this, from time to time when my husband and I go through something, I think about the guys that I dated way before I met my husband, and I know that not any of them I would have been able to successfully go through this with them because of who they were and who I was at the time. But my husband and I were just the right fit at the right time. So instead of looking for it or trying to create it or trying to change someone or trying to make them fit into what you're looking for, focus on being yourself. And then when you're being yourself, the perfect person that matches that real self, that real personality will come. Because if you try to be, see, I met my husband when I was 39. And by that time, you know, if there was any pretension characteristics that I had put on when I was in my 20s and 30s, all that was down by the wayside. It was hardcore. I'm starting this business. I'm focused on the work and things like that. I didn't have time to make believe or create fantasies. So my husband knew exactly what he was getting from day one. And I didn't have, there was no changes once the marriage came on. He knew, he called me crazy red bump for no good reason. But it was just like, you know, the craziness that I brought into the relationship, I'm consistent with that. So I would just say, you know, don't try to mold someone into a world that you're trying to create or this perfection. For one thing, there's no perfect relationship. But the other thing is you have to allow yourself to be your true, authentic self and then see if that true, authentic self works with the true authenticity of the person that you have met or that you say is the one that you want to spend the rest of your life with.
Right. Perfect. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. This has been so insightful. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us. Awesome, awesome. And the other.
All right, so that was Nicole Ruffin, nationally certified and licensed massage therapist and owner of Care Essence Therapeutic Massage. And also, she is the founder of the Touch Scientific Institute. Again, her website is careessencemassage.com. Now, she told me that she has a free gift for those of you listening today. Text FREE20 to her phone number. So that's FREE20-240-618-2866. So let me explain that again because I know you guys love free things. And she said to make sure that everyone listening who wants her free gift to text the word FREE20, FREE20, so that's FREE20, to this number, 240-618-2866. All right, ladies, I am looking to showcase other married women's stories, so let them know. They can email me at info@kikistrickland.com if they are interested in doing my show. Don't forget all the events that I mentioned earlier, and if it is time for you to finally get some one-on-one help for your love life, my program, the Married in 2 Years or Less program, can be found at kikistrickland.com/the-program. So just go to kikistrickland.com and look for the program, and you will see the podcast there, and you can also sign up for a free 15-minute consultation with me to see if the program is a fit for you. Now, I have a lot of other shows on different topics, so look around now that you're here on my Blog Talk page. Check out what else I have, and come back next week for more on Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland. Happy dating.
We hope you have enjoyed Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland. Join us next week, same time, same place, and please tell a friend. Visit www.kikistrickland.com for show topics and more information about the matchmaker and dating coach. God bless.